USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a partial government shutdown over the issue continues, President Trump is now looking again for bipartisan support when it comes to border security. The White House inviting top leaders from both parties to a briefing today that will be led by the Department of Homeland Security. In Brazil for the presidential inauguration there, America's top diplomat says that the president's recent decision to remove troops from Syria is not impacting current relations with Israel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying,
"The counter-ISIS campaign continues, our efforts to counter Iranian aggression continue, and our commitment to Middle East stability and the protection of Israel continues in the same way it did before that decision was made."
Pompeo speaking after his meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Mitt Romney is calling President Trump's character into question just days before the incoming U.S. Senator from Utah takes office. In a Washington Post op-ed, Romney writes that with the nation so divided, presidential leadership and character is indispensable, and he says that's where President Trump's shortfalls are most glaring. A mother and daughter in Florida are lucky to be alive, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A two-year-old girl was injured after falling into the rhinoceros exhibit at the Brevard Zoo in Melbourne, Florida. The child's mother was also injured, and both of them were taken to a hospital in Orlando. Zoo officials say the toddler fell through the cracks in the fence during a hands-on experience at the zoo. The snout of at least one of the rhinos did make contact with the little girl. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Officials say garbage and human waste are becoming problems at national parks because of the partial government shutdown. It has left parks open for now, but without staff to collect fees and operate visitor areas or clean up after folks, it's looking like more and more of them are going to be shutting down after all. Joshua Tree National Park in California closing its campgrounds this week because toilets are reaching capacity. Yosemite has closed some areas because of a lack of restrooms and, again, impacts from human waste. Newspapers across the country now know why distribution was snarled for several days late last week. It turns out the L.A. Times, San Diego Union-Tribune, and West Coast editions of the New York Times and Wall Street Journal were infected with malware known as Ryuk. The name apparently refers to a character in a popular anime and manga series Death Note. The virus also hit papers in Chicago, Connecticut, and Florida. And a new report does say that plane crash fatalities around the world jumped sharply in 2018, going from 13 deaths in 2017 to about 500 last year. But the report says there was only one death of a person on a U.S. airline last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
The weather for 100 in County. It is mostly cloudy today with a high near 40. Tonight, a chance of rain and some snow flurries with a low of 33. Thursday, a chance of rain and some snow with a high near 45. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 29. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 46, with rain likely Friday night. Rain on Saturday is likely with a high of 44, and Sunday, sunny with a high near 48. It is currently 41.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the 100 in County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit 100inchamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington, and I'm also nationally certified as a counselor. So I want to wish everyone a very happy new year. Can you believe it? It's already 2019. I don't know where the time goes. It's just amazing how quickly our calendar goes, and I think the busier we are, the faster it goes. So anyway, my understanding is the equipment is back up and running, but I don't have all of the particulars of it, so I'm still doing this on my phone. Hopefully next week I will be streaming live via the 100 in Chamber Radio. So my topic for today is seasonal affective disorder. I have not done that topic for a while. It's probably been several years. I've actually been doing counselor's chat for probably five, maybe even into 6 years now. And my sole purpose really is about educating the public on mental health issues and to also promote good mental health, encourage people, remove the stigma, encourage people to go into counseling if they need it. And as a matter of fact, there's no reason to just get a general mental health checkup on occasion. We can always look at ourselves and probably, I'll use the word should, look at ourselves a little bit to analyze where we are, where we're going, and especially if this is a new year, it's a good time to do that. So seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. It's a type of depression that is generally related to the changes in the season. It generally begins around the same time every year, most likely people suffering with SAD, again, seasonal affective disorder, notice that symptoms start to happen in the fall, and they continue throughout the winter months. You may notice that your energy is being diminished. You feel moody, irritable, depressed, and that as spring and summer come around, your mood changes, you begin to feel better, you're feeling a little bit more uplifted. And quite a few people do struggle with seasonal affective disorder. The interesting thing is, depending upon where you live. So what do I mean by that? The closer you live to the equator, the less likely that SAD is as affective or affects you in the same way. So if you're living more towards Alaska, chances are in the winter months may be hitting you pretty hard, especially when you have only 4 or 5 hours of sunlight. So some of the symptoms and signs of seasonal affective disorder, like I said, it is cyclical, related to the seasons. You may feel depressed. Maybe most of the day, maybe almost every day. And having that sense of low energy, just don't really want to get up and do anything. And it's hard to get up in the morning. I know a lot of us struggle with getting up in the morning and it's being dark. It's dark out. It's hard to get motivated, especially if you are not a morning person. I'm not a morning person. Oftentimes, people with seasonal affective disorder, they have trouble with sleeping. So there's a lot of tossing and turning, getting good, restful sleep, waking up at 3 or 4 in the morning, just having a hard time falling back to sleep. That feeling of being sluggish and agitated. Now, of course, if we're not getting enough sleep, that's going to affect that. But the other thing, too, is you may notice changes in your appetite. You might crave more carbs. Those carbs turn into energy, sort of, but they turn into weight. And so there may be weight gain in the winter months. Of course, that does not help with you with the sluggishness, the feeling of depression, the low energy, losing interest in activities that you once enjoyed. So it might be in the summer, I like to go out and go hiking and go walking, but in the winter, it's cold, I got to bundle up, I don't like it. And of course, in New Jersey, we have rain 6 days out of the week, and out of those 6 days, it's windy. So I would say for a lot of us, we may not want to go out in that kind of weather. It's just uncomfortable, and if we are struggling with seasonal affective disorder, that does not help. We may struggle with feelings of hopelessness or worthlessness. Feel guilty. I should be going out. I should be going to the gym. I should be going for a walk. I have an exercise bike or a treadmill. I should be getting on that. I should be tackling projects. It's a good time to tackle projects. I just don't want to get up off the... So all of that is guilt-ridden. I shouldn't be eating so much. So that sense of guilt. Those things then latch on to that sense of worthlessness. So what's wrong with me? So that's a little bit of shame also kicks in. Feelings of hopelessness. Am I going to ever get out of this slump? It just feels like it just goes on and on. And then frequent thoughts possibly of death or suicide. So those are some general symptoms. Now, you can have some specific things that are just related to an onset in the winter or fall. And, of course, I know we're January 2nd. January 2nd. What we're doing right now is we're beginning to gain some sunlight. It was only about 2 weeks ago where we had the shortest day. But even with all of that, with seasonal affective disorder, we have a higher chance in the fall and winter, again, of oversleeping, changes in appetite, especially those high carb food cravings, weight gain, which goes along with the high carb weight gain, and a sense of tiredness and low energy. But you can have some symptoms in the spring and summer also. So this can be a summer onset of seasonal affective disorder, sometimes called summer depression. This can also include trouble sleeping, insomnia, poor appetite, weight loss, being anxious and aggravated. And then seasonal changes also happen when you have some bipolar disorder. So spring and summer can bring on additional mania or more intense depression if you're struggling with bipolar. So these are some of the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder. But what causes it? Well, a lot of what causes it is our own biological clock, our circadian rhythms, the way we, it's just our natural rhythm with sunlight. So as the sunlight begins to reduce in the fall and in the winter, and we're not getting enough vitamin D and sunlight, chances are what begins to happen is we begin to produce less serotonin. And we actually begin to have changes in our melatonin. So melatonin affects our sleep in that, you know, a lot of times we hear commercials and doctors, take melatonin, help you sleep. Melatonin is the same hormone that bears have when they go into hibernation. So hormone gets triggered when it gets dark. So now it gets dark earlier. A lot of times people with seasonal affective disorder, the melatonin doesn't kick off because it's just never bright enough. So that can be one of the causes for seasonal affective disorder. Also, that neurotransmitter, serotonin, okay, that also affects the mood and also could play a role. Again, reduced sunlight can affect and trigger this seasonal affective disorder. So those are two things. Then you might also have some other kind of risk factors, such as family members with seasonal affective disorder. So your mother, your father, you know, where there's a genetic blood relative that may struggle with it, or some other form of depression. So those things may also contribute. Or if you do have some regular depression, or if you have some bipolar disorder, as I said, these can worsen because the lack of sunlight. And as I said earlier, living far from the equator. So where you live can play a role. When you're living way north, Minnesota, Alaska, chances are you have a greater chance of having or getting seasonal affective disorder triggered because of the lack of sunlight. When you're in the equator, it's summer almost all the time, so it's pretty rare that someone who lives in the Florida Keys, we'll say, has seasonal affective disorder. Not that they can't, but it's not as common. There's some things that you need to do to take it seriously. So if you're noticing that your depression is getting worse, that may be a problem. If you're noticing that you're beginning to withdraw socially, calling out days out more from work or from school, you're using more alcohol, more drugs, to illegal drugs, and that you have other mental health issues such as anxiety that really kicks in, so you're finding yourself a lot more anxious, a lot more depressed during the winter months, or you may have had struggles with an eating disorder, and now you find in the winter that you're getting back involved in that eating disorder. In other words, doing compulsive overeating, maybe eating and binging and purging. So it may trigger issues around bulimia, and it may even trigger issues around anorexia, because I'm craving all this food, I'm beginning to gain weight. As an anorexic, the thing, you know, even though I've had this under control, the thing that works best in my anorexic mind is to stop eating. And then, of course, you really need to seek out help when those things are happening, and especially if you notice that you are having thoughts of suicide and or suicidal behavior. So what is a suicidal behavior? It can be part of an eating disorder, over-drinking, driving recklessly, cutting yourself, taking drugs and other pills. So seasonal affective disorder is a real thing. And it's important if you notice that you have this, that you start looking at what to do and how to get some help. This is when someone like myself comes into play. You may want to look into getting some counseling. But also you might want to go and speak with your doctor. So your doctor can do a physical exam and ask in-depth questions about your health and in some cases about depression and other underlying physical health problems. So it's really important to go talk to someone if you find that you are struggling with seasonal affective disorder. Keep a calendar. I think that that's really a great thing. You know, I just notice every fall I begin to get depressed and my energy level drops and I think more about suicide. And I'm going to say, in terms of suicide, if you notice that you have a plan of action, so that is a real red flag. You have a plan of action on how to commit suicide. You really need to reach out and get some help, because there is help. You don't need to live with that. So that's really an important thing to do. I'm actually going to take a little commercial break. It's important that we have our people that promote and support the Hunter and Chamber Radio get their commercials out. And I will be back in a few minutes with Counselor's Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for the program. I'm a licensed professional counselor and also got my master's in counseling, small practice here in Flemington. And I'm talking today about seasonal affective disorder. So what are some of the signs and symptoms? Just a quick overview. Feeling depressed most of the day, noticing when it starts the fall and the winter hits that I'm beginning to get more depressed, gaining weight, eating more carbs, having trouble sleeping, feeling sluggish, hopeless, maybe even suicidal, oversleeping. Just not good. And also in terms of diagnosis, definitely going to a doctor, going to a counselor, talking to someone so that you can get that diagnosis, get a physical exam. Doctors can actually do lab tests to do a complete CBC, in other words, complete blood count, to test your thyroid to make sure that's functioning properly. Sometimes we can have an issue with our thyroid that mimics seasonal affective disorder. So I like to suggest people rule things out. And again, like I said, you know, there's nothing wrong with an annual mental health checkup. So get a psychological evaluation. Just check for signs of depression or anxiety. Talk to a professional mental health counselor, social worker, someone, and ask about your symptoms, your thoughts, your feelings, your behavior patterns, what you're noticing with eating, sleeping, energy. You can fill out questionnaires online. That can even be helpful. And as far as someone like myself, I use the DSM-5. So that's the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Health Disorders, 5th edition, where I can go and look at the different symptoms that you have, and I can actually diagnose as a consequence. So you may have that, and it's an important thing to look at. So there are many things that you can do to treat seasonal affective disorder. You don't need to live with it, or you don't need to live with it to the point where it is at such a state where it's immobilizing for you. It can include light therapy, medications, and counseling. So it's important to talk to your doctor, call a counselor, see about the prescription for light therapy and or antidepressants. Both treatments can actually help. So what is light therapy actually? Now you can go to your local Rite Aid, CVS, drugstore, and you can buy a full spectrum light or a special light box. What this does, that full spectrum light, what does that mean? So it means it's like the sunlight. It offers the full spectrum of rainbow colors in the light. So what we see from the sun, that light, is full spectrum. It has all the colors of the rainbow. That's why when it gets filtered through rain, we get a rainbow. But actually, it's called full spectrum. It's best to expose yourself first thing in the morning. You can actually get an alarm clock that will do that. So part of what happens, you know, we're sleeping, our eyes are closed. Like right now, you could see my eyes are closed, but I can see there's light coming through my eyelids. We wake up 6 o'clock in the morning, or sometimes earlier, it's dark out. We don't get light coming into our eyes through our eyelids when our eyelids are closed. And when we have seasonal affective disorder, our brain is not getting the message to stop making melatonin. So our brain continues to produce melatonin. So we remain sleepy and groggy. And especially if we have an overabundance of melatonin, then part of what happens is even though it's not just not bright enough. And then especially this year, we have had an incredible amount of rain. I think they said the highest record of rain. So that means overcast, cloudy, dark, heavy, not getting enough light. So that kind of therapy mimics sunlight. The other thing, too, is spend 15, 20 minutes outside. So we go to work and we have those fluorescent lights. Well, fluorescent lights are not a full spectrum light. LED lights, they're not full spectrum lights. You have to buy a full spectrum light bulb. They make them. Windows. Oftentimes now modern windows are not just glass. So they filter the sunlight because, you know, we don't want the colors on our furniture to fade. We don't want the UVB rays. We don't want those things, you know, giving us skin cancer. But the problem is, and even, you know, we cover ourselves with sunscreen. All of those things prevent us from getting what we need from the light from the sun. So think about that. Spend 15, 20 minutes outside in the sun. Go for a walk. Also, you would get more oxygen. And so those are some things that you can do. So light therapy is one of the first line treatments that's suggested for someone with seasonal affective disorder. It causes very few side effects. But the research is limited. So I don't know. To me, I think the best thing is to go outside for a couple of minutes, 15 minutes on your lunch break. If you have an older home that doesn't have new windows, sit by the window, allow the sunlight just to really get right into your eyes. Just really sort of look at it. Let it sort of penetrate in there. These things are really positive. There are medications, antidepressants, that can help if the symptoms are severe. Sort of extended time release. Wellbutrin might be a good one. So that's something that you might want to talk to your doctor about. I personally would suggest doing a little research on vitamins and other supplements. I cannot prescribe anything, but I will suggest go online, Google vitamins and seasonal affective disorder. See what comes up. You might want to give that a try. So eating more fresh vegetables, fresh fruit. In the winter, we eat greenhouse, hothouse tomatoes. These are things that are grown. They themselves don't have the full spectrum. More vitamin C, vitamin D. Think about those kinds of foods that you might want to take and notice if there's any benefit from that. Vitamins, supplements take longer to work than an antidepressant, but it's something to think about. And again, I'm going to suggest you have to do your own research. Even with an antidepressant, it might take 2 weeks before it actually kicks in. And the medication that's prescribed may not work. You may have to try several different medications before you actually find one that does work for you. And then some medications also have side effects, so you might want to check in with your pharmacist, make sure that if you're taking any other medications, what the side effects might be, or the interactions of those medications. So also, this is, I'm going to say, sort of much more, even my bailiwick is psychotherapy. So psychotherapy or talk therapy is another option to treat seasonal affective disorder. So part of what I do as a counselor, I work with identifying belief systems that don't work, negative thinking, changing it to positive thinking. What are the behaviors? Like I said, if someone comes to me and they have seasonal affective disorder, just some of the things I've already suggested, do research on vitamins for yourself. Look at your diet. Get out and exercise. Go for a walk. Spend time outside. You can get an alarm that's got that full spectrum light. So when the alarm, 15 minutes before your alarm goes off, the light turns on. The light turns on. So that would be something that you can do. We would talk about things that you're doing that is not helping. You know, you're sitting on the couch all the, every night. I would suggest things like maybe some hydrotherapy, taking a nice warm bath, a warm shower, soaking your feet, using some aromatherapies. Okay, those things might help. Scheduling your activities, so using a calendar. How to avoid stress and stress management. And if you do have depression and anxiety, we would talk about ways to handle those things. A lot of cognitive behavioral things that we would work on so that you begin to change your thought patterns. Journaling would be something. I would suggest going to a botanical garden and walking around where there's a lot more oxygen from all the plants and it's warm and it's inviting. So it would be something I would suggest doing. Maybe even going to the beach, just walking on the boardwalk, putting on some nice boots and walking. We got those nice rubber boots nowadays. I got a pair of hot pink ones at home. But going for a walk along the beach would be something that you can do. So those are things that would be important, things that we would talk about. Sometimes, too, we begin to discover that there's some other underlying things. So there might be some other kinds of traumas that you've had from childhood that because you're feeling that depression, that it kicks in more. So I begin to think more about some of these things that happened to me and feeling hopeless. And again, especially if you're feeling suicidal, it's absolutely imperative that you call a professional for help. The other thing to do is some mind-body connection techniques. So what does that mean? Yoga, meditation, music or art therapy. So when I draw more, even if you're not artistic, it doesn't matter. You can get coloring books, listening to some music that you find has a nice, either soothing for you or that's very upbeat. Do some dancing in your living room. That's, again, it's a mind-body connection. And to practice that mindfulness. I've talked about mindfulness before, where I'm actually thinking about what I'm doing. What does it smell like, taste like, feel like? What does it sound like? What do I see? What are the colors? So that I'm practicing that in the present moment, making dinner. I'm thinking about what, you know, cutting up a carrot. It's orange. I could smell it. I could taste it. I could hear the sound of it. I can, you know, feel the texture of it. So that's practicing mindfulness. You can definitely work at making your environment brighter and sunnier. Open the blinds. Trim trees back. People who know me have been to my house. They know the trees that I have. I've been cutting trees back. It is amazing the amount of light that can come in when you start cutting down some branches or trees, or, you know, if you've got tall bushes that are blocking your windows, cut them down. Work at allowing light into your house. I think that that's, again, a huge thing. Sit beside a window. The favorite room in my house is my sunroom. Try and get windows in your office. If you have windows in your office, open them up, because, like I said, a lot of time they filter in. They don't allow the full spectrum of light. Or even get a lamp in your office with a full spectrum light. Put that in your office. Spend some time going outside for that walk and soak up the sun. Just sit on the bench. Just allow that sun to hit your face. And, of course, exercising regularly can be a huge help. In addition, there are some other things. Like I mentioned, vitamins, minerals, herbal remedies. Go to the drugstore, go to your local health food store, talk to a nutritionist, find out what's possible. It's also important that you create for yourself what I'm going to call a treatment plan. So look at your calendar. I'm going to make sure every day I spend time outside. I'm going to work at a regular bedtime, a regular time of getting up. I'm going to plan my exercise. I'm going to practice stress management. I'm going to make sure that I go out and socialize with people. I'm going to get involved, volunteer somewhere, connect with friends. If you can make that happen, plan a trip. In other words, I don't know, it's February. If you can afford it to go to Florida, go to Florida. Go to the Bahamas. Go somewhere for a week where it's warm and sunny. You could soak in that light. Really important thing. So I need to take one last commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat and to wrap this up. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908 248-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, good afternoon again. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. If you are interested in finding out more information about myself and what I do, you can hopefully find me on the web pretty soon. I've got a brand new web page that should be launching either today or tomorrow. So I'm really excited about that. So it's www.altarollcounselor.com. That's Altaroll with two L's, counselor.com. I'm also happy to have a new logo, so I'm excited about that. You can also call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I don't keep a waiting list. If you're interested in some counseling for seasonal affective disorder, depression, anxiety, do a lot of work with people struggling with addiction, helping them get into recovery, people who have been in recovery, families where there's addiction, interventions. If you grew up in a dysfunctional or alcoholic or addicted home, codependency, those types of things. I also do couples counseling. So please give me a call, set up an appointment, 908-237-2899. There's no reason for you to struggle by yourself. And if you're struggling with seasonal affective disorder, again, please give me a call. Follow me on Facebook, on Counselor's Chat. Counselor's Chat is this radio show. You can also scroll down, see what other programs I've done, other topics. You can find me at the Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and you can also go into the archives there, the HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Look under Counselor's Chat, and the archives goes back years. Unfortunately, they don't all have topic titles, but just pick on one and chances are you'll find seasonal affective disorder from 4 years ago. Anyway, just working on finishing up a little bit. If you do have seasonal affective disorder, you might want to list down some of your symptoms. Noticing you've got changes in appetite, excessive sleep, notice your depression patterns, to say, you know, I notice it's September, I begin to get depressed, or October. See, this information you can bring to your therapist or doctor. List if you have any other mental or physical health problems that you're struggling with. So that would be important information. Any major stressors or life changes. So, you know, maybe a death in your family, loss of job, you might be moving, have health issues, loss of a pet. There may be other things that may be triggering some of the depression that you have. Oftentimes we can confuse depression with grieving. So it's important to kind of list some of the losses that you might have had and other stressors in your life. It's important to make sure that you bring a list of your medications, vitamins, herbs, other supplements that you're taking. And medications don't only include medications for anxiety or depression. Any medication, high blood pressure, heart, whatever. It's important to bring those medications. Because sometimes the side effects can be part of what's going on. And I'm going to say, it's really important to know that you don't need to struggle by yourself. You don't need to be there alone. You don't need to suffer. There is help. And so please, by all means, reach out, contact someone, talk to someone. You don't need to have struggle with seasonal affective disorder. It is something that is treatable. So I've really kind of finished up my segment of seasonal affective disorder. I am going to just touch a little bit on, you know, today being January 2nd, hoping you all had a good, safe, healthy new year. I know I did my share of eating, so pretty soon it's back to the healthier eating lifestyle for me. But one thing I just wanted to touch on, I think, a little bit is the idea of New Year's resolutions. Be gentle with yourself is what I can say. So I tend not to really make New Year's resolutions anymore because I think what they can do they can sort of guilt us. I'm not doing what I said I was going to do. I said I was going to quit smoking. I said I was going to lose weight. I promised that I was going to be nice. I promised myself I was going to be more organized. I might even go and get a membership at the gym. I think what it is we need to sort of make that resolution on a day-to-day basis. It is a one-day-at-a-time idea. So just for today, I am going to work at being on time. Well, I'm not going to put that one on my my list. It just has not happened. But anyway, I'm making this as a general statement. Be on time. I'm going to watch what I eat today. I'm going to get some exercise. I know that I struggle with seasonal affective disorder, so I'm going to make sure for today that I spend some time out in the sun. Well, at least where it might be bright, maybe get that full spectrum light. I'm going to work at not spending so much, saving a little bit more. I'm going to call a friend today. It's what can I do today is really the most important thing. So New Year's resolution is an awful broad sweeping kind of thing. If I say this year I'm going to give up alcohol, you know what, let me just do it one day. Let's do it today. And I think when we break down things in that one day at a time, we're just going to do it for today, it makes it easier for us to accomplish. And that would be my suggestion for you. And for me, just one day at a time, keep it simple. We make lists. It's okay to make lists. I encourage people sometimes to make a list. However, remind yourself, especially, I know me, I will make a list. Oh, in my brain, I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing and have 75,000 things on my list to get them all accomplished today. And I get 1.5 those things done. I recognize that that's something that I do. I overschedule myself and I don't get it all done. And I have learned to say it's okay. I do what I got done today. I always have tomorrow. I can always add to the list. I can always decide that that's not that important to take it off the list. So be kind to yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Notice if you've got negative self-talk. You can change that today. I'm going to say positive things about myself. Keep in mind, self-esteem is the things that you say to yourself. Other esteem is things that people say to you. So say things to yourself. I'm a good person. I'm kind. I'm a hard worker. I'm loving. I'm empathetic. I'm creative. Whatever your list is. Whatever those I things are. And if you cannot find anything, stop and really notice. Because we all have gifts. We all have talents. We all have things that we can contribute. And if you notice that, you know, one of the things that I struggle with is like empathy. Maybe I don't have a whole lot of that. I'm going to work on it today. Again, that is my suggestion, not a whole year's resolution, my New Year's resolution, all the big changes I'm making. Just keep it simple, just for today, the changes I'm going to make for today. So I'm actually going to end my show. I've got a few more commercials to play, and I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. I'm not sure if I'm going to be streaming it live via the 100 in Chamber Radio. You know me in technology. It's a good thing that I'm up here on my, you know, so again, one day at a time. So today, I'm on my my iPhone, and I know that I'm being recorded via radio for the chamber, and that's what I'm doing today, and I'm good with it. I will be back next week. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, licensed professional counselor and host of Counselor's Chat. Hope you have a great 2019.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a partial government shutdown over the issue continues, President Trump is now looking again for bipartisan support when it comes to border security. The White House inviting top leaders from both parties to a briefing today that will be led by the Department of Homeland Security. In Brazil for the presidential inauguration there, America's top diplomat says that the president's recent decision to remove troops from Syria is not impacting current relations with Israel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying,
"The counter-ISIS campaign continues, our efforts to counter Iranian aggression continue, and our commitment to Middle East stability and the protection of Israel continues in the same way it did before that decision was made."
Pompeo speaking after his meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Mitt Romney is calling President Trump's character into question just days before the incoming U.S. Senator from Utah takes office. In a Washington Post op-ed, Romney writes that with the nation so divided, presidential leadership and character is indispensable.